the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Dina Martinez.
And I'm Greg Potter.
And we are The Dina and Greg Show, sponsored by gay.com.
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 Everywhere you want to be gay.
And welcome to our studio today. We are going to welcome a very interesting person to the studio tonight. We have Cassidy Haley, who is a entertainer and a musician and a designer
I was going to say fashion designer, but then you said it.
Sorry. I did not mean to step on your toe. Sorry, I have an accent today a little bit.
Dina, how are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I am doing fantastic.
Good.
I've had family in all weekend. Like, you don't know that.
You sure have had family in all weekend.
Oh, they've seen everything. Everything in LA. From today with the Fashion District, which was new and exciting for me. I felt like I was in an underdeveloped country.
It was the tranny tour guide that led you all around the Fashion District.
We even saw bunnies in little cages.
I didn't see the bunnies.
There was bunnies in cages.
But I tried on a bunny fur coat. That is so unpolitically correct, but I don't even fucking care.
Damn it, I'll stay bunny
I'm
fur.
I'm like, coat. I like fur.
From Little Rabbit.
PETA hates me, but I love fur.
Oh, we went to Universal Studios on Friday, and I saw... Okay, if anyone goes to Universal Studios anytime soon, go check out the special effects show. It's the gayest show on earth. It is so gay. There's these two guys that are your hosts through the three rooms that you go gallivanting through. And, oh my God, one of the lines from one of the guys was, "Don't you quote Whitney Houston to me." As he lifted up his leg and said, "Oh."
Did his leg come out from under a skirt?
It should have.
Aww.
Every time his mouth opened, though, a purse fell out. So, and then they had the Fluffy from
Not
Johnny.
Even a designer purse either.
There was a point where they had Fluffy from Donnie Darko in it.
Oh, that creeps me out.
And, yeah, them running away from Fluffy was the fucking gayest thing ever. Oh, he's going to get you. He's going to get you. Oh, he's going to get him. Oh, go. Go.
Don't touch me there.
Oh.
Oh, my God. So you had fun at Universal. I seriously haven't been.
It's a lot of fun. It was a perfect day to be there because there was no lines. And I got my stepmother on Jurassic Park. The ride, which she was dreading.
But she loved it.
And she loved it. She said, "I want to do it again." No, she did not. Not at all.
Oh, no.
The word plunging came up, and it wasn't about a neckline. It was plunging into the water.
I
do not plunge.
I was thinking something else entirely.
And we took them to West Hollywood on Friday night.
Yes, we did. And...
That was an experience.
Okay, so I don't really go out that often anymore, just so that you guys know. And everybody in West Hollywood's like, "Where have you been? I never see you anymore." I'm like, "I know, because I'm a tranny granny right now. And I just like to stay in a little bit more and not spend as much money and, you know, take care of other things because mama's a busy woman, you know?"
Busy.
And so I met these guys for dinner and broke my diet for the weekend.
Is that your
my
cell phone?
Phone is. Are you? Oh, he's calling me. Sorry. Kylie's playing out of my. So, sorry.
We went to Maggiano's for dinner. And then we went and saw our wonderful friend, David, at La Piazza at the Grove.
Yes, we did. And so, like, after breaking my diet, having two drinks at dinner
then
and then going to.
Drank our diet.
And then we...
And Dina's like, I'm not going to WeHo. I'm not going to WeHo. I'm not going to WeHo.
I'm not.
Oh, look, then, we're at happy hour. I'm ordering 2-for-1 at Fiesta Cantina.
And by 2-for-1, I didn't order just 1 2-for-1. No! She proceeded to order several 2-for-1s.
We had a good time, though. It was... You saw a bunch of people you haven't seen in a while, so it was fantastic that we went to the Abbey.
It's true.
Where, unfortunately, can we talk about this part?
I don't know.
Okay, let's not.
No, we can. I'm getting a phone call right now. I'd rather take that. Can we take that?
Yeah, take
it. Is that okay? Hi, you're on the Dina and Greg Show.
Hi. Yes. Oh, cool.
Hello?
I'm Cassidy. I'm here.
Oh, hi. Okay, come on up.
Come on up.
All right. That was fun. Okay, so where were we?
What's just happened?
There is craziness going around.
It ended up I threw you in our friend's car and you went home and talked to yourself on the way home.
Oh, I actually, we were at a club.
Oh, I was gonna jump over there.
I was feeling really pretty, and there was this boy that was looking at me, and I was very excited that a boy was looking at me, and I was going to speak to him, and what happened? There was a puddle on the floor that nobody came and cleaned up, and Dina Martinez busted her ass, embarrassed herself, and I'm kind of bruised.
Mentally,
emotionally, and a little bit of physical abuse or bruising, rather. I was obviously drunk, but I didn't fall because I was drunk. I fell because I slipped on water on the floor. And the guy looked at me like I was a sad case and the manager didn't fucking care. And I'm a little bitter, but I'll get over it. I'm like, no accident report.
What?
Nothing.
Yeah. But you call. Well, that's. Yeah. Dina wanted resolution. Now
I did want resolution. Get it.
We also saw that the trick that stole my credit card that night.
Yes, we did.
And everyone's going to kick his ass. It was beautiful.
I love it. Yeah, it was amazing. So the funnest part was when we were walking down the street and that guy asked about the bacon wrapped hot dogs.
This damn straight man walking through WeHo asking for bacon wrapped hot dogs and then goes to you say it. Do you want to say it?
Oh, yeah. He continued to, like, and I'm being nice. I'm like, there are hot dogs down. You'll find them down the way. Don't you worry. Just keep coming this way.
We practically drew him a map.
I was being so nice. And then all of a sudden it was like, you're a guy. You're a man. Da da da. And I'm like, what? I'm not. Leave me alone. First of all. Second of all, your voice is deep. You are a man. I think I'm right.
My family, who had already adopted you by that point,
it's true,
was ready to kick his ass.
And if I would have felt a little uglier and had sharper heels on, we would have done it.
Never been able to reproduce.
Exactly. So,
hi. Put on your headphones and talk to us. Say hello, Cassidy.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I'm happy to be here.
We're excited to have you in the studio.
Definitely. We did pull up something of yours in a little bit that we'll share.
Okay.
From YouTube. So, yes. But we're going to just banter and jump in whenever you want. So,
okay.
Where did we get to?
Glee. Let's talk about Glee quick.
Oh, God.
Get me
seriously?
To a day spa now. Stat.
Stat even. My favorite line from this week's episode was, she was a hot Jew and the good Lord wanted me to get in her pants. I was like, yes!
That was awesome. I actually just...
It's amazing.
It's funny that you're talking about Glee because I just watched like all the episodes last night to get caught up. I hadn't really been into it before.
Love it.
And I was fascinated. I cried like 5 times. Really.
It gets emotional and magical. And
I just love their like auto-tuned perfection. You know, it's just like... Let's just break into a song.
I know.
It's all like perfect,
it's totally
studio.
Musical.
It's like, oh,
it's totally like
only life was that perfect.
I was about to say, it's totally like life should be. Like when you're walking down the street and a song's going through your head and you just want to start singing it, there should be a chorus to automatically back you up, despite, you know, no matter what song it is. That's what I think.
Absolutely.
I'm going to carry a chorus around. That's one in my purse.
Pull them in a little red wagon.
They'll fit, actually, in my purse. Yeah, so Glee. Amazing.
I went and saw Stepfather. of course, only Yay. To see a shirtless
hot guys running around.
Yeah. And it wasn't, it was obviously horrible.
I'm
it
not, was horrible. I wasn't yeah. really excited about it. I like seeing him shirtless. What's his name? The
He's buffed up guy. Since last season of Honey? Gossip Girl. Damn.
That's true.
Oh,
that's
the true. The little boy, the young one?
The stepfather is not shirtless once.
What, not once?
Not once. And neither wow. is the real father. He.
It has no artistic He's not in the movie integrity at all now. That's now that I know that I'm not going to spend the money.
Damn it!
So, a couple of things, like Andrew Lloyd Webber was just diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Oh, dear.
I know. But they expect him to make a full recovery and everything. But I thought it was really sad.
That is sad.
And I'm like, bless his heart. It's everywhere.
He's 61 now, so. 61. Let's keep him around for a little bit longer. Maybe I know, we can right? get a couple more Tonys under his belt.
I'm like, hello.
I guess brilliance doesn't keep you from life's, you
It's
know,
true.
No, it does not.
Life's perils.
Or else I would be here Thanks. Forever.
Shut up.
I need to add, I have to apologize to Chelsea Handler. Sorry. My family stalked you all night last night. At the Plaza in Century City.
Because she still listens to her.
But
her
speaking of Glee, what's her face? The black girl from Glee. She was there. It was the gay and lesbian dinner at the Plaza last night. And we happened to be in the lobby getting drinks. And our lovely cocktail waitress told us what was going on. And then in walked what's his face, who was Spock. And he's also
Zachary
in Quintel's.
Here.
Went downstairs. Precious. And then she came in. And then we were told that Chelsea Handler's there. So we waited around, and here she came. We never got to see Wanda Sykes, though, and I would have probably wrestled her to the ground and say something funny. Although the fags behind me, though, that had bought some painting that they were trying to... They spent 20 minutes trying to name this painting. Like, they were going to call it Bubbles, and they were going to call it just... Oh, seriously, and all the lesbians were jealous, so they kept stopping by. Oh, you were the bidders who bid against us. Did it, like, guns fight. And then they started talking shit about Wanda Sykes, and I was like, really?
Really? Okay,
I will cut you. I will.
I just saw her most recent show, I'm Gonna Be Me. I'm Gonna Be Me, whatever it is. Oh, my God. I was in tears laughing. I don't really... I laugh to myself most of the time if I'm watching TV by myself. But I audibly chuckled and giggled and laughed at this show. It was so funny and so amazing. Wow. And so...
I don't think I've ever seen it.
You've got to watch it. It's on, like, HBO right now or something.
Okay.
One of those channels. One of those PlayStation channels. Mm-hmm.
I watch all my TV on the computer, pretty much.
Do you? Nice.
Yeah. Just like...
It's probably available.
Hulu and iTunes. It's just so much more convenient.
How modern of you.
Yeah, it is. Progressive, if you will.
Madonna is now opening up all-girls school in Malawi.
Yes.
She's following the dreams of her idol, Oprah.
I love it. And it's also good. I mean, I think that was part of the whole deal with her adopting her second child from Malawi, that they really wanted to make sure that they were it was
contract.
The deal. It was the contract. We, you know, if you're going to take our children, you're going to have to give back to us. It's kind of like, you know, a modern day I can't think of anything. Anyway,
a modern day parent trap.
It's exactly. That's what we call it.
Without Lindsay Lohan.
Thank God. Charlize Theron is apparently going gay. TheAdvocate.com is telling us that she was doing a benefit in San Francisco. She was trying to raise money for this benefit thing, and I can't even remember what it was. I'm so well informed. But the most important part is that she... it was a trip to South Africa to help this organization, and it stalled out. The bidding stalled out at $37,000. Well,
dead silence.
I know, right?
Dun dun dun. What are we to do?
And I know, what's going on? So Charlize decides to say that she would kiss the winning bidder if they get it above that, whatever, blah blah blah. So $140,000 later.
Wow.
A lesbian got to kiss Charlize Theron on stage for
wow. her journey. Was it like tongue and everything? Or
yeah, it looked like it was.
I hope so for that.
It looks sloppy.
$100,000.
I mean, I know.
You'd hope.
God,
it better be.
I'd better get a little nookie if I.
So what'd you say earlier? She'll go gay for charity and an Oscar.
And an Oscar.
So, hi. What else?
Hey, what do you have next?
I I don't know where I'm at. Oh, it's, you had something about Paranormal Activity, our least favorite movie.
And it's really
ever.
I hated Paranormal Activity. I was so disappointed with it. And Calpurnia Adams and I were tweeting back and forth about it.
I love Calpurnia.
I do too. She's a doll. So she was like, I didn't even see what he saw in her. And I was like, me neither. She was a whiny bitch.
She really was.
I'm like, I wanted to kill her myself.
That damn girl.
So forget about paranormal shit. I'll kill you, bitch. but it beat out Saw 6.
That's.
I'm sad. I love horror movies. I'm such a horror movie
freak. I've
never
seen any of those Saw movies.
And they're creepy and freaky, and you just want to
grotesque
skin crawls,
and psychologically
fucked up.
One day, maybe I'll just like take a day and watch all
of them. All
you've
got to
watch when you're do gonna, that.
You have to have a break between them.
Yes, really? You've got to watch me and my when I moved back to Wisconsin for a while, and when I got there, me and my roommate Melanie sat there and watched horror films for almost like a week and a half straight.
Oh,
like every night we'd watch two or three, and it got to a point where I was getting freaked of everyday situations. Like I'm walking into work, I may get killed.
Yeah.
Oh my god, a car's driving by, they're gonna shoot me.
It's like the constant stress, the heightened
stupid
stress.
Idea.
Yeah.
So be
yeah.
careful if you do that.
All right, I probably won't do that. But.
That's my word of warning.
If you do, I want to be involved.
Thought.
I want to be involved.
Good thought.
I'm there on the front seat with you, though.
All right.
So in Grand Forks, North Dakota, a mailman has been arrested for drunk driving while he was delivering mail.
Yay!
It said a mail truck man. So I'm guessing like UPS, like a big truck.
Was he gay?
I don't know, but it was.
I don't know. It's very tempting.
Was he sucking cock while he was driving?
You know, I was a courier here in Los Angeles years ago for a minute. Okay,
and what? I never knew this.
You didn't know this, but I was. And by a minute, I mean like less than a month.
Like a bike courier?
No, like I drove around in my car and brought movies back and forth to places and documents to
documents.
And seriously, I didn't know the city. I was like so lost, and I got fired. But
I can't believe I never knew this.
And so I'm just telling, not many people knew. I kind of had buried it in my subconscious until just then. So it's tempting to want to stop at all the bars on your way to your destination. So I get it. That was my,
that.
You know, I'm like. The pain of this traffic and monotony of this horrible, horrible job. You know what I mean?
I could see it not being the worst job, though. I could see it being kind of like zen, you know? You're like, sit in your car and you just, you know, you're just doing what you're doing. Just driving.
Driving in LA is not zenny to me.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah,
it's
that's
not
true.
Even
that's
zany.
Well, it was for me kind of until my family got here. They've been giving me so much shit about hitting red lights.
They give you so much shit, period.
Yes, I love them though. They're glad that we're leaving tonight. Really, I wish they were here for another week, even though I just realized I've been running my mouth and they're right out there listening.
They're right there. They're playing it loud.
What do you have next? Let's go on.
Okay, so I have a new crush. I'm really excited to announce this. I don't know if you guys all know, but I love country music, and I love cowboys and country boys.
Yeah.
And so I've been feeling a little homesick, which is really fucked up for me. But like, and so
where are you from?
From Dallas.
Oh, okay.
So I decide to pull up The Wolf, which is our country station back home. And they have CMT has a patch in whatever. They have a syndicated show called...
I thought you said
something.
Pageant.
Or CMT like... Radio. No, but there's another pageant that I'm really excited about. I'll tell you later. off air. I'm so ADD right now. So I started listening, and then all of a sudden it kicked into CMT Radio with Cody Allen. Bump, 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 my heart.
Who's Cody Allen?
He's the...
Pull up a picture on your phone or
he's
something.
He's so adorable.
So put a face to the name.
He's so adorable, and now he's my tweet friend, and I'm like, I love Delicious Country Boys, and I heart CMT Cody on my Twitter, and he commented back. He said, delicious like Haagen-Dazs butter pecan, and I was like, exactly.
Oh, wow.
But he didn't get the...
That's a steamy conversation.
Maybe it's not Dr. Dan that you're going to marry. Maybe it's...
May it's CMT Cody. Cody Allen marries a tranny. It rocks the country world. In a good way.
Oh my gosh.
I'll find
pull
it
up,
in
yeah,
a
pull up a picture. I'm going to go on to Chicago, a federal judge in Chicago. Wait, what was...
I'm just on... No.
A federal judge in Chicago has thrown out a case that a group of people were suing to get prostitution off of Craigslist. And...
It's so sad.
I don't understand how you can police that. Like, really, Craigslist is a totally...
You have to uproot the whole society
completely,
pretty much.
And yeah. Everyone needs Craigslist. I need prostitution. That's how I found an apartment. That's how it's, I, you know...
And prostitution is vital to the stimulating the economy right now.
But you know, like you find, you need Craigslist. So
yes, you do need Craigslist.
That's all. I mean, you don't need. I'm done. I thought I was going to go somewhere with this, but
so there's a lot of stuff on Craigslist. But you know, I don't know if it's appropriate.
Oh, whatever. This is the section from the Men for Men Casual Encounters.
Have you ever seen the Big Gay Comedy Sketch Show on Logo?
No.
Oh my God! Anytime that you're bored on your computer and you're done with Hulu at the moment,
okay,
look it up. And they do Maya Angelou, recites Men for Men on Craigslist. It's hilarious.
So
hilarious.
It's anyway. Really tiny, but that's him.
You guys are inspiring me about like you know culture.
We're
TV
media
whores.
I'm so,
yeah.
No,
I'm impressed.
It's true. I'm a media whore.
Are you showing me his picture here?
Isn't he precious?
CMT Cody. Oh,
it's tiny, isn't it? Yeah. But it's cute. He's cute. That sounded dirty.
Since now we sound like Neanderthals.
She's talking about the picture on the Twitter.
Exactly.
Just for
can
everybody's
I see it?
Clarification.
Are you gonna pass it to me or?
Will you pass that?
Yeah.
Pass that to him.
Since we sound like Neanderthals, now do you want to say what Congress did this week?
Yes, I'm really excited since I'm going to be so eloquent about this. But
oh, he's gorgeous.
Congress passed, isn't he? So precious.
That's so tiny.
I'm like, ugh. So Congress passed the hate crimes bill, including homosexuals and trans people. So I'm very excited about that. That was a really
That's
good
awesome.
Thing. They tied it in with a war aid bill. And so despite the means, it got through, and that makes me very
just
happy.
Slipped it right in there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
And I mean, that's, you know, they do that all the time now. You know, let's protect the polluters by attaching it to some environmental package.
Right.
Or
right.
Speaking of which, by, our lovely yeah. governor this week, too, did the exact same thing. He's been saying no to Harvey Milk Day, and he finally said yes to Harvey Milk Day, only to get votes for the water bill, what did I write down? The comprehensive water bill that he's been trying to pass, and he's been short every time in the state, and now he thinks he's going to get extra votes now because of Harvey Milk Day.
Well, you know, hey,
which
there's
he,
a Harvey Milk Day,
politics,
which I'm excited
I guess,
about.
Huh? Completely. But, that's great that it, you know, that Harvey Milk Day is going to...
Good, yeah,
be
absolutely.
Be there.
Definitely,
yeah.
Definitely. A Russian lesbian couple went to Canada to get married.
Yay!
Yay for them! Yeah.
And New York's passage of may I bring that up? Since
yeah, go for it.
New York's passage of the
not yet, but it's most likely going through.
I should never drink a Diet Dr. Pepper while I'm doing a radio show or before because. I have moments where I have to slip away from
yes,
the mic.
Gladys.
So, yeah, so it's looking good. It's looking good in New York that a same-sex marriage initiative
in
will
November,
pass.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I'm very excited about that, you know? It's like we take two steps forward and, you know, God forbid, a couple back with these horrible raids and bars in Texas,
right.
Texas and Georgia.
And Atlanta.
Atlanta.
We talked about it. Couple weeks ago
but
you know it's moving in the
forward
right direction.
Momentum absolutely
yeah, definitely so. In addition to that the census will now include same-sex marriages or same-sex couples so
very excited
that's a little
that's
additive
good.
But I want to hear about what happened in Sacramento. Tina,
so,
tell me
so the gay rodeo association in Sacramento had their annual whatever thing and they were doing a benefit for the rodeo association, and they had a best buns contest, and apparently it has ruffled feathers because somebody saw it from their house and was not happy about the best buns being shined
wow.
all over the. Which I'm like, honey, you want to show your ass to people? I don't care.
I didn't in Vegas. I didn't take you to the buns and bulge contest at spotlight today.
No, and
we'll
I'm so sad I missed the...
It
I
was
missed the,
when I was in college, it was the thing to do on Saturday nights.
I'm so sad I missed the rodeo when it was like a couple months ago there, and...
Oh.
There'll be more, I'm sure.
I hope so. I'm really missing cowboys and country boys and...
And
come rescue me,
Beach,
rescue me, Cody.
And Long Beach Pride isn't for another 7 months. So
I know.
That's when we just go to Long Beach Pride and hang out at the country tent. That's all we do.
There's a lot of cowboys
beer.
Down there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Cowboys.
Right.
Long
quote
Beach.
Unquote.
Yeah. So
Bravo is desperate for Marc Jacobs.
Oh, mm-hmm. Who isn't?
There, I know, right? He's fresh. And I love Marc Jacobs. Hi. So they are really trying to court Marc Jacobs into doing a reality show for Bravo. I'm very
excited
about
that.
Right after
they court Dina and Greg.
Exactly.
Jenny, hear that? Jenny loved us last week.
Jenny loved us. Bless her heart.
Bless, yeah. Thank you again, Jenny. And and we should.
And Bravo. Thank you guys for working that out for us and helping out. So we really appreciate
it. This last week of
Flipping out.
And then the reunion will be this Tuesday at 10.
Yes.
On Bravo. So,
we have a caller.
Let's answer it. Go for
it. Okay. I get all excited. I'm running the board tonight, which is like a departure. So, welcome to the Dina and Greg Show.
Ah, hello.
Hi.
It's like not syncing with what's on air.
Oh, probably not.
Yeah,
sometimes
she should probably
that happens.
Turn off her,
okay, because I called in
for Cassidy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
You should
okay.
turn off your computer because there's a delay, I'm sure, right? There's a delay.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I called in because I'm going to the AI and we're around being kind of bored. So let's tune in to Cassidy because
your signal's a little...
Oh, honey, you're cutting out.
Oh, really? I'm going to be... I'm sorry.
Well, why don't you call us right back? We're going to totally introduce him right now and call us right back, okay? And maybe it'll help. Okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your introduction.
Oh, all right.
Cassidy Haley, hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Dina and Greg Show.
Thank you.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. You guys are great. It's good to meet you guys.
Likewise.
Same here. We've had a good time researching you. You are such a busy man.
I'm pretty busy, yeah.
And those pictures the barbecue sent me were amazing.
Thank you.
Speaking of which, wasn't she calling in?
She's supposed to, huh? Right.
Barbecue?
Yeah.
She didn't mention that to me, but that would be great.
She's supposed to call in because she's got some event she wants to plug, so. So welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
What's going on? Talk to us.
Let's see. I don't know. What do you want to know? I brought you guys a CD.
Shut up. I'm so excited about it.
There you go.
We've got one of your songs queued up that we'd like to play. It's
Whiskey
in Churches.
Ah, all right.
Is that good?
Yeah.
So if you haven't figured out, one of the things he does is he's a musician.
Yes.
Fashion designer.
Yes.
And what is the go-go boy? And
there was a time.
Gymnast.
Yeah. Like performance art.
And kind of like, you know, jack of all trades,
okay.
Barefoot, maybe master of none.
Like
I don't
Dina.
Know.
She's
I wouldn't call
Jackie
myself a gymnast, but I do like to swing from things. So
okay,
yeah,
I do too.
I was at a swing club.
Generally
once.
Lower to the ground.
It didn't work very well.
I'm all like to swing on things. Generally lower to the ground, though.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh my God! Let's play the song.
And okay, fine. All right,
unless
so we're
you
gonna
like me to get you a tire swing,
please.
It's low to the ground.
It is low to the ground. So was my butt.
I'm shutting up.
This is your song, Whiskey and Churches.
Looking for God in the Jack Daniels. Will I find it?
that was Cassidy Haley whisking churches. You guys need to check out the video on YouTube. It's hot.
Thank you.
That's all I'm saying. Did you get a text or something? Or are you laughing at me?
And this picture on your cover, seriously, and the boots.
Do you like it?
It's hot.
Thanks. Mm.
So I'm really interested. Oh, we've got another call. Let's go ahead and take it because I think it's probably a question for you. Hi, welcome to the Dean and Greg Show.
Yes, hi. I wanted to see if I could ask Cassidy a question.
Well, you are live on air, honey.
Hi, how are
Cassidy?
You?
Cassidy? Hi. I wanted to ask what the inspiration was for your Red Riding Hood outfit that we saw you wearing at the Viper Room.
Oh, my inspiration for that outfit. Well, you know, the song is really just about, like, dark, you know, just dark monsters and just like, you know, sexual predators. And I thought, oh, Little Red Riding Hood. What a, you know, naturally I thought of Little Red Riding Hood. So
mm-hmm.
I just, you know, I love fantasy. I love fairy tales and stories. And so.
Right on.
Yeah.
Little Red.
I was wondering if you were trying to incorporate the Big Bad Wolf in there somewhere too.
Well, those masks were supposed to be wolf masks, but, you know, sometimes you have an initial inspiration for something and it turns out maybe a little different, so.
This is at the Viper Room?
Yes, yes, I performed at the Viper Room, and I do a number where I come out in this big red cape, and all my band wears these wolf masks, but they don't really look like wolves, they kind of just look like, I don't know, there's lots of rhinestones. Hair.
I like rhinestones.
Tranny wolves.
Me too. Tranny wolves. Exactly. That's what they were.
Well, thank you for your question.
Really we appreciate all the little tweet pics you send of that before your performances, too. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good night.
And I've got another call. Hi, you're on AR with Dina and Greg and Cassidy Haley.
Hello?
And maybe you hung up on me. Fine, bitch.
Well, because they thought they were going on air, not air.
Fuck you. Oh. Hi, you're on air with Dina and Greg and Cassidy Haley.
Hey.
Who is this?
My name is Yvette.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Yvette.
Trying to talk to Cassidy.
You have a question? Let's just ask it.
Sure do. We are up in the Bay Area, and I know we had heard rumors of Cassidy coming up and just wanted to see what the chances are and when so we can start doing some flyering up this way.
Oh, well, I'm still working on it. I don't have an official date booked, but, you know, I'm from San Francisco, and I can't wait to do a show up there. So I'm kind of just trying to pull it together, you know, figure out when the band's available and... I'm still aiming for somewhere around Thanksgiving, and I'll definitely let you know as soon as it's...
Okay, yeah, and you know, let us know on Ustream. You know me through my name, VampyVet, on Ustream and everywhere.
Yep,
so,
yep.
You know, anytime, shoot us all a line up here. I know Tribune's listening to you right now in SAC. I know she'd help fly up this direction, too. So we're all on Cheektopia talking about listening to you. So just, you know, we're listening, honey.
Well, thank you.
For people who don't know how to get a hold of you, though, how can they?
Well, Cassidy...
Yeah, you're a hard man to get a hold of.
Oh, really? I try not to be.
That's funny.
CassidyHaley.com pretty much will link you to everything in my life. Twitter is a good way. I have an email, contact@CassidyHaley.com, and I try to, you know, respond.
Well, thank you for calling in, dear.
Thanks a lot. Great to talk to you guys. It sounds like a ball in there.
It's fun. Thank you.
Bye.
Wow, this is fun. They are all about you today, honey.
So right now in L.A., though, what is coming up for you?
Well, on Friday the 30th, I'm performing at the Henry Fonda Theater, the Music Box. Halloweeny, it's called.
Halloweeny,
yeah. It's very gay. And I'm very much looking forward to it.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What time?
I don't know. You know, it's hard. You can never tell with these fags. It's kind of like, you know, maybe midnight, maybe 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay. Put a homo or a queen in the area and you never know.
Yes.
Awesome. There was something else I wanted to bring up. iTunes thing. So you are like in the top 25.
I made it up to number 3.
Talk to me about this because this is really impressive.
Well, it was kind of a phenomenon and I just... You know,
apparently you are a phenomenon here because We are getting calls.
I mean, I will get to you guys. There was a few things that spurned it, and one of the main things was that I got Adam Lambert twittered about my music video. Mm-hmm. And there's just such an amazing network of people that has developed around him that they're just like, when they mobilize, they just mobilize.
Right.
And so they decided to mobilize and buy my album.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, I'm so thankful for that. Yeah.
And they're still keeping you pretty high.
Yeah,
right?
It had its moment. Its sales are still, it's consistent.
Pretty steady.
Yeah, it's pretty steady. So, yeah.
Well, I think we've got more calls. Do you mind?
No, not at all.
Are you up for that?
I'm sure. Totally up for it.
I'm loving this. Hi, you're on the Dina and Greg Show with Cassidy Haley.
Hi, I have a question for Cassidy.
Well, what's your name first?
Hi, Cassidy. My name's Shay.
Hi, Shay.
How are you?
I think I've talked to you a couple times on Twitter and stuff.
Okay. Hey.
I wanted to know when you are planning on touring.
I absolutely am, and really, it's a matter of just figuring out where to go, who's out there that wants mm-hmm. to see me, so, I have
come to Michigan, I want you.
Okay, great.
Shay, where in Michigan are you?
I'm sorry?
Never mind.
Where in Michigan are you?
In the north, but...
The north?
So, I'm really, I have the street team, the Cassidy's Army, and which you may be, aware of.
Or, I am
part of. And really what...
I'm a member of the street team.
Oh, great. Awesome. And, so really what that is all about is just figuring out where people are and getting more people interested in certain areas so that I can go there and make it really, put on a good show.
Yeah.
So, I'm totally, in your hands, basically.
That's hot.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Glad to hear it.
Well, thank you so much, Shay, for your support, Shay.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Talk to us about your army.
Well, I love them. It's awesome. There's just group of people that really just is really supportive of what I'm doing, and they've kind of come together, and they pass out flyers, and they're just truly trying to mobilize more interest in what I'm doing. So.
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
I'm so just grateful and still pretty amazed that there's people out there that want to do that with me. So
if Clay Aikens Gakens can do it, then I think your army will be good to go.
Well, it's been really good.
I would like a band.
As I'm sure you often get compared to Clay Aiken.
That was not a comparison at all. Not a comparison. Only of the fans. And sorry, fans. You're nothing like, some of them are probably.
You're not like the.
You never know.
My feet are in my mouth.
Yeah.
My feet are in my
mouth. I didn't mean to shove them in there. Yay. So you're on Twitter.
I am. That's been my main source of communicating with fans and with people.
That's awesome, because I'm developing a love affair with Cody
on
Twitter.
Well, you should, we should follow each other.
Let's do that.
So, okay.
You can follow me, I'll follow you. That was silly.
But it's been really great to, be able, and that's kind of how, the army pretty much formed on Twitter, mm-hmm. And I just, after the whole, hoopla happened with Adam's Twitter and then the iTunes thing, I was kind of just like, well, gosh, what do I do now? Mm-hmm. And people kept sending me messages like, we want to help you. So I just got on Twitter and started responding to people like, what should we do together? And people were like, well, let's do this and let's pass out flyers and let's, let me make you a fan site. And
that's awesome.
So that is fantastic.
It was pretty phenomenal.
We're looking for that
level
too.
Of communication. Yeah.
That's really cool. I love it.
Yeah.
Right on.
So if you're out there and you're not following me on Twitter, you should. It's twitter.com/CassidyHaley.
Real simple. Got a couple more callers, shall we?
Sure.
Go for it.
Hi, you're on the Dean and Greg Show with Cassidy.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
Pardon?
Who is this?
Debbie.
Debbie, do you have a question for Cassidy?
Hi, Debbie.
Well, I think I have more of a comment for him. I think that... him being the opening band for Adam Lambert's tour would be the best tour ever.
Right on.
Well, thank you, Debbie. I would not mind doing that at all.
Yeah, that would actually be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
Get two of the greatest singers that's around now.
Well, thank you, Debbie. I really appreciate that comment.
Well, I really enjoy your music.
Where are you from? So,
I'm from Arkansas.
Awesome.
Back in my neck of the woods.
Your neck of the woods?
Back in that neck of the woods, you know.
Oh.
Well, awesome. Okay, thanks for listening.
All right.
Have a good
night,
Debbie. Thank you. You too. Bye.
You're on the Dina and Greg Show. Oh, that didn't work. Hi, you're on the Dina and Greg Show with Cassidy Haley.
Hi. Are you still taking comments and questions?
You're sure, on air live, honey.
Awesome. I just wanted to tell Cassidy how much I love his acoustic sessions. My name is Pat.
Oh, hi, mm-hmm. Pat. Well, thank you so much.
And I want to tell you that This Time is just one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Where are you located?
I'm in Camarillo, actually.
Oh,
I'm a Southern California girl.
California girl.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate that. You know, that song came from some really dramatic heartbreak. And it's just nice to know that from so much like suffering, you know, something can be made that touches people.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and it did. You could feel all your feeling while you were singing it. It was just beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well, thank you
Bye.
So much. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. You got a lot of fans here. Loving this.
Cool.
You're all, yay. I get to audibly connect. So I'm really excited about what you're doing on your, you're doing a live acoustic thing every for your fans.
Well, I do these Ustream concerts,
okay.
And I'm still working out the next one. But that's been really fun. Ustream is like, do you know about Ustream?
I don't.
It's kind of, it looks, you know, on the computer, it looks a bit like YouTube, but it's live and people can comment as you talk.
That's awesome.
So it's like you get on there and you have people and you can interact. And so, you know, I've been doing these kind of like concerts where I like pick a time and a day and I bill it like a real concert that people
right.
attend. And, you know, people donate a few dollars to come watch it. And I put on a show. You know, I turned my loft into a stage and barbecue was on there in the last one,
Aww.
Tap dancing.
Yeah. Oh, I want to see
She tap dances.
She sure does. She can tap dance like
I
nobody
love
else.
It.
So we had some like lighting and it was just so much fun. So I really am ready to do another one. But I just, you know, I got to rally the band together and
right.
they are tough ones to get all in one place at one time. Let me tell you, everybody does a lot of different things.
Yeah. It's really tough finding a band that you connect with, period, and then, you know, working with everybody's schedule. That's tough because I know that.
Yes.
Well, period. Yeah. Any city, because in Texas, it wasn't that easy either when you finally find somebody and then they're busy
yeah.
or
And then it's like,
or
like
drunk
a marriage, and, you know, you have to like, there's all the like personal issues to work out and then
right.
just time and space, you know, like. Mm-hmm. So, but
and
I found a really great group of guys. I'm really happy with them.
They're that's awesome.
Just
that's
stellar.
Really awesome.
Yeah.
Tell us something that your fans wouldn't know about you.
Gosh, I don't know. I kind of just usually lay it all out there.
Pretty open.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a tough one.
What book are you reading?
Actually, I have a book sitting on my bedside table that I've picked up maybe once or twice. I don't know if I could technically say I'm reading it, but I really want to read it.
You gawked at it? You gazed at it?
I've read like the first few pages and then maybe the first few pages again and... it's called The Tipping Point. I forget who it's by, but it's all just about like the power of, you know, like social consciousness and things taking over just through the population, you know, spreading through the population without sort of.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool. It talks about like you know, like epidemics of. Of things besides diseases, you know,
mm-hmm.
Like fashion or,
completely.
You know, just how things move through the population and there's like a tipping point where, you know, just like at what point does something take over, you know, become part of mass culture.
Right.
Right. So, on. Interesting.
Yeah. I'm kind of getting interested as I'm talking about it. I'm probably going to go home and read it now.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I think we're going to take one last call because they're from Dallas.
Ooh. All right.
Oh dear.
Hi, you're on the Dina and Greg Show.
Hi, I have a question for Cassidy.
Okay, what's your name?
My name's Angel.
Hi, Angel.
Angel. And you're from Dallas, am I correct?
Yes, I'm from Dallas.
I see a 214 area code, honey.
Definitely.
Go ahead, ask for me.
I was wondering if how you felt about your fan mail, if you got a chance to read any, if not all of it.
Well, I have a P.O. box that I haven't checked recently, but I would love to get fan mail. Yeah, I've gotten a few letters that have been really sweet and touching, and I definitely appreciate it. So
awesome.
Send away.
Yeah, we really appreciate you, keeping up with us and tweeting and everything. Your fans really love your music, so thanks a lot for that.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you, and tell Dallas that I miss her. I'll be back in December for holidays.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, honey. Awesome. Okay, there are a lot of calls tonight.
I want to know. We don't have enough time. I wish we had you for longer. I want to know about your eccentric parents. What I read about your fascinating parents.
Yes, yes, yes.
Your father who electric car something.
Yep. Gay. All gay. Mom's lesbian.
All gay
all the time. I have a lesbian mother and a gay father. I didn't actually meet my dad until I was 15.
Okay.
I was donor inseminated. So.
Oh, right on.
My mom was kind of a pioneer of that whole thing.
With that whole thing.
Yeah. That thing.
Insemination. That very thing. Cool. Well, I do want to bring up, before we say goodbye to you and to everyone, I want to first of all say thanks to everyone who are listening. To the Dina and Greg Show. We're really excited about that. Please, if you want to sign up for our mailing list, we would love to have you on there. You can email it. Email your request to sign up to mail.diva@dinaandgregshow.com, and that's Greg with two G's. We'd love to have you on our mailing list, and you can visit our website at dinaandgregshow, G-R-E-G-G, .com, and it's definitely being updated. I swear to God, it's going to get better soon.
So Alyssa, stop texting me that it's not updated.
Right?
Girl, calm down. It's coming.
I'm trying to pop in some little HTML things. It's very difficult, but I'm doing it. And then...
Thank you, gay.com, for sponsoring us.
Thank you, gay.com and advocate.com for sponsoring us. Tomorrow night, Sassy Show, every Sunday at Hero Lounge.
Monday.
Wow, Jesus.
Tuesday nights over at Akbar is Drunken Stage with Bruce Daniels.
And then Friday, there's a big event at Shits and Giggles, downtown Los Angeles. It's going to be really fun.
But you should go to Henry Ford Theater first.
Yes.
And go there first. Yes. And
Or and, after.
Yeah.
Whenever the fags decide that they're going to listen to Cassidy Hayley. Yes.
It's true. And God, it's a big weekend. It's a Halloween weekend.
Seriously, besides that, what are your plans?
I'm actually going to Vegas for Halloween.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm performing at the Fetish and Fantasy Ball. I'm still walking. I'm not singing.
I'm so homesick for Vegas. It's not funny.
I love Vegas.
I went to UNLV and every
is that where you're from?
We've got
I'm from
15
Wisconsin.
Seconds.
But
okay.
15
I went
seconds.
To you. And, yeah. Anyway, Fetish and Fantasy Ball. You're
well, and thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Cassidy.
Pleasure. And thanks to everybody who's listening.
Tell us again how we can get a hold of you.
CassidyHaley.com. CassidyHaley.com. It's the best way.
And you guys have a good week. Until next week.
Bye.
This is Dina and Greg.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.